What's up, y'all? This is Jared Watson, and you're tuned in to the Retro Insider Podcast Show. Hopefully, you guys are doing great on this fine, wonderful day. Great start to a 2020 so far for me. Hopefully, the same for you. As always, I like to say thank you for checking out the content for all you new and returning listeners. Now, today's segment, we want to go over some release date changes that we anticipate for January. Now, traditionally, January is one of the lighter months as far as sneaker releases. Everybody's coming down from the high of the holidays and getting prepared for the storm, which is All-Star Weekend, which is in February. So this is just kind of a lull in action. But Jordan Brand does give us a sneaker at the end of the month. Now, this year, it was scheduled to be the DNP 6, but it seems as though that has been pushed. The reason I say that, because that was scheduled for the 25th, but we now got information pretty much confirming that the Black Cat Jordan 4s that were originally supposed to release at the end of February will now be releasing on January 25th. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with this particular shoe, it's not an OG colorway, but it is a shoe that has been produced before. Back in 06 is when it originally released, and fast forward to today, and we're getting that second retro of the Black Cat 4s, pretty much an all-black shoe. Everything on the shoe except the graphite Jumpman on the tongue is black. So it's a very sleek look. Going to be easy to wear. A lot of people going to get this shoe. I don't suspect it'll be one that sells out first day, just because Jordans just don't sell out like that if they're not hyped or just not a crazy color. So, yeah, you can expect these to be pretty much all over the country here in the U.S., and you should have access to them in Europe as well. So retail price is going to be $200, and if it seems kind of high for this shoe, it probably is, but what I'm hearing is Jordan Brand is doing a price hike on just about all of their shoes, and this is just something that happens, you know, not much that we can do about it. So I would suggest go ahead and get your duckies in a row, save up your coins, because you're going to be spending at least $10 more on a lot of the retros this year. But hey, it is what it is. Hopefully with that price increase, Jordan Brand decides to put more attention on quality. But yeah. Now, as far as this particular shoe, let me know what you think about it. Are you anticipating this Jordan 4? Is it something you can pass on? Is it something you gotta have? Let me know by clicking the link in the description where you can send us a 60-second voice message. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on this particular shoe. Now, as far as that DNP 6 that I said was supposed to be released in January, there is no word on whether it is going to be rescheduled, but I assume it is. I just don't see them releasing both of those shoes on the same day. So with that being said, always check out the Retro Insider on Instagram, Twitter, and theretroinsider.com to stay updated with the latest sneaker news as it comes to me. I want to keep y'all updated on what's coming down the pipeline so you can stay ready, so you can go ahead and get your sneakers that you want. So that's pretty much it today, guys. Just wanted to give y'all an update on that. And y'all take care. Until next time, stay humble and proceed.
Sure, the beat is real.
Yo, what up, fam? This is Jared. Just want to let you guys know that there has been an update to the release date for the Black Cat 4s. Now, today is Wednesday, January 15th. So I'm letting you know that the Black Cat 4s will now be releasing on February 1st. So just wanted to put this update at the end of this episode so you will not miss out on the opportunity to get this shoe and wonder why. Like, hey, I thought it was supposed to drop on the 25th. So yeah, it has been confirmed that the shoe is now releasing on the 1st of February.